The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 7th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Wednesday in the octave of Easter. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint John Baptist de La Salle. Born in France in 1651, the eldest of 10 children in a noble family, he studied in Paris and was ordained in 1678. John Baptist de La Salle was known for his work with the poor, and of course he also founded the Institute of the Brothers of the Christian Schools, and he established teacher colleges. He was one of the first to emphasize classroom teaching over individual instruction. He also began teaching in the vernacular instead of in Latin. His schools were formed all over Italy. In 1705, he established a reform school for boys at Dijon. John was named patron of teachers by Pope Pius XII in 1950. Saint John Baptist de La Salle died in 1719. Saint John Baptist de La Salle, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Oh Jesus, I come before you at the beginning of this day. I gaze at your face, I look upon your side, pierced by the lance. Your wounded heart speaks to me of God's love poured out for us. Take, Lord, and receive my heart, the words of faith that I speak. The works of justice I would do, my joys and sufferings. When I come to the Eucharistic table, gather my offerings to your own for the life of the world. At the end of the day, place me with Mary, your mother, and for her sake, take me to your heart. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for those who risk their lives while fighting for fundamental rights under dictatorships, authoritarian regimes, and even in democracies in crisis. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
The Easter Flame. As we wait in the night dark church for the Easter light to be struck, we should experience the consoling realization that God is fully aware of the night by which we are surrounded. The night enables us to appreciate what the light really is. It is brightness or luminousness that enables us to see, that shows the way and gives direction, that helps us to know both others and ourselves. Finally, it is life, and this tiny quivering flame is an image of the wonderful mystery that we call life, and that is in fact profoundly dependent on light. At this moment, we are not only celebrating the resurrection, we are also being given a distant glimpse of the second coming of the Lord, whom we are advancing to meet with lamps lit. Something of the joy that marks a wedding should be ours on this night so bright with candles. We should also ask ourselves the question, will my lamp have enough oil for the everlasting wedding feast? The world is indeed dark, but even a single candle suffices to bring light into the deepest darkness. Did not God give us a candle at baptism and the means of lighting it? We must be courageous enough to light the candle of our patience, our trust, our love. Instead of bewailing the night, we must dare to light the little lamp that God has loaned us, the light of Christ. Thanks be to God.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. It's 8 minutes past the hour. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Wednesday in the octave of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. God's faithfulness is a patient fidelity to his people. God listens, guides, explains slowly, and kindles the heart as he did with the two disciples who had traveled far from Jerusalem. He made their hearts burn so they would return home. We begin this day of prayer, joining with the whole church, led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
The Lord is risen.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Lord my God, how great you are. Alleluia.
Lord my God, how great you are. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe.
You stretch out the heavens like a tent. Above the range you build your dwelling. You make the clouds your chariot and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers and flashing fire your servants.
You founded the earth on its base to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains.
At your threat, they took flight. At the voice of your thunder, they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth.
You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On their banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, my God, how great you are. Alleluia.
Lord, you fill the earth with the fruit of your works. Alleluia.
Lord, you fill the earth with the fruit of your works. Alleluia.
From your dwelling, you water the hills. Earth drinks its fill of your gift. You made the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad and bread to strengthen man's heart.
The trees of the Lord shall drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetop the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks.
You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time for its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God.
At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labor, till evening falls.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you fill the earth with the fruit of your works. Alleluia.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. Alleluia.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. Alleluia.
How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches.
There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things, great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with.
All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill.
You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch.
I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. Alleluia.
God has raised the Lord to life. Alleluia.
Through his power, he will also raise us up. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of the Apostle Peter. Beloved, you are strangers and in exile. Hence, I urge you not to indulge your carnal desires. By their nature, they wage war on the soul. though the pagans may slander you as troublemakers, conduct yourselves blamelessly among them. By observing your good works, they may give glory to God on the day of visitation. Because of the Lord, be obedient to every human institution, whether to the emperor as sovereign, or to the governors he commissions for the punishment of criminals and the recognition of the upright. Such obedience is the will of God. You must silence the ignorant talk of foolish men by your good behavior. Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cloak for vice. In a word, live as servants of God. You must esteem the person of every man. Foster love for the brothers, reverence for God, respect for the emperor. You household slaves, obey your masters with all deference, not only the good and reasonable ones, but even those who are harsh. When a man can suffer injustice and endure hardship through his awareness of God's presence, this is the work of grace in him. If you do wrong and get beaten for it, what credit can you claim? But if you put up with suffering for doing what is right, this is acceptable in God's eyes. It was for this you were called. Since Christ suffered for you in just this way and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps, he did no wrong. No deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us, dead to sin, could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds, you were healed. At one time you were straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd, the guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example,
that we might follow in his footsteps. Alleluia.
He bore our sins in his own body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live for holiness.
That we might follow in his footsteps. Alleluia.
From an Easter homily by an ancient author. St. Paul rejoices in the knowledge that spiritual health has been restored to the human race. Death entered the world through Adam, he explains, but life has been given back to the world through Christ. Again, he says, the first man being born from the earth is earthly by nature. The second man is from heaven and is heavenly. As we have borne the image of the earthly man, the image of human nature grown old in sin, so let us bear the image of the heavenly man. Human nature raised up, redeemed, restored, and purified in Christ. We must hold fast to the salvation we have received. Christ was the first fruits, says the apostle. He is the source of resurrection and life. Those who belong to Christ will follow him. Modeling their lives on his purity, they will be secure in the hope of his resurrection and of enjoying with him the glory promised in heaven. Our Lord himself said in the gospel, whoever follows me will not perish, but will pass from death to life. Thus, the passion of our Savior is the salvation of mankind. The reason why he desired to die for us was that he wanted us who believe in him to live forever. In the fullness of time, it was his will to become what we are so that we might inherit the eternity he promised and live with him forever. Here, then, is the grace conferred by these heavenly mysteries, the gift which Easter brings, the most longed-for feast of the year. Here are the beginnings of creatures newly formed,
children born from the life-giving font of Holy Church, born anew with the simplicity of little ones and crying out with the evidence of a clean conscience. Chaste fathers and invalid mothers accompany this new family, countless in number, born to new life through faith. As they emerge from the grace-giving womb of the font, a blaze of candles burns brightly beneath the tree of faith. The Easter festival brings the grace of holiness from heaven to men. Through the repeated celebration of the sacred mysteries, they receive the spiritual nourishment of the sacraments. Fostered at the very heart of Holy Church, the fellowship of one community worships the one God, adoring the triple name of His essential holiness, and together with the prophet sings the psalm which belongs to this yearly festival. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. And what is this day? It is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, the author of light, who brings the sunrise and the beginning of life, saying of Himself, I am the light of day. Whoever walks in daylight does not stumble. That is to say, whoever follows Christ in all things will come by this path to the throne of eternal light. Such was the prayer Christ made to the Father while He was still on earth. Father, I desire that where I am, they also may be, those who have come to believe in Me, and that as You are in Me and I in You, so they may abide in Us.
The first man was formed from the dust of the earth. The second man is from heaven.
Just as we resemble the man of dust, so we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. Alleluia.
As the earthly man was, so are we on earth. As the man of heaven, so shall we be in heaven.
Just as we resemble the man of dust, so we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. Alleluia.
You are God, we praise You. You are the Lord, we acclaim You. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships You.
To You, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise You. The noble fellowship of prophets praise You. The white-robed army of martyrs praise You.
Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims You. Father of majesty unbounded, Your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When You became man to set us free, You did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that You will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help Your people, but with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Let us pray. O God, who gladden us year by year with the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection, graciously grant that by celebrating these present festivities, we may merit through them to reach eternal joys. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
28 minutes past the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Good morning, sunshine.
Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Wednesday of Easter week, April 7th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, two travelers are on their way to a little town called Emmaus from the 24th chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and he said to them,
"What is this conversation which you are holding with each other as you walk?"
And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered,
"Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?"
"What things?"
"Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." "Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since this happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But him they did not see."
"Oh, foolish men, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?"
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He appeared to be going further, but they constrained him.
"Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent."
So he went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished out of their sight. They said to each other,
"Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?"
They rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 gathered together and those who were with them.
"The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon."
Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread.
A selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. The story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus is another example of mourning and discouragement almost instantaneously turning to great joy. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The Gospel of today's Mass presents us with another appearance of Jesus on the evening of his resurrection. The two disciples are making their way to the village of Emmaus, having lost all hope because Christ, in whom they had placed the whole meaning of their lives, was dead. Our Lord catches up with them as if he too were just another traveler on the road and walks with them without being recognized. They engage in broken conversation, as happens when people talk as they are going along. They speak about their preoccupation, what has happened in Jerusalem on the Friday evening, the death of Jesus of Nazareth. The crucifixion of our Lord had been a very severe test for the hopes of all those who considered themselves to be his disciples, and who to some extent or another had placed their trust in him. Things had all taken place very quickly, and they still hadn't got over all they had seen with their very eyes. These men who are returning to their home village after having celebrated the Paschal feast in Jerusalem show by the tone of their conversation their great sadness and how discouraged and disconcerted they are. We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel, but now they speak of Jesus as a reality belonging to the past, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty indeed. Notice the contrast. They say, who was? And he is there by their side. He is walking with them in their company, trying to uncover the reason, the most intimate roots of their sadness. Who was, they say. We too, if only we could examine ourselves sincerely, with an attentive examination of our sadness, our discouragement, our being a little tired of life, would find a clear link with this gospel passage. We would discover how we spontaneously remark, Jesus was, Jesus said, because we forget that, just as on the road to Emmaus, Jesus is alive and by our side at this very moment. This is a discovery which enlivens our faith and revives our hope, a finding that points to Jesus as a joy that is ever present. Jesus is, Jesus prefers, Jesus says, Jesus commands now at this very moment. Jesus lives. These men did not know about Christ's promise of rising on the third day. They had heard that morning the message of the women who had seen the empty tomb and the angels. Things had been sufficiently clear for them to have nourished their faith and their hope, but instead they speak of Christ as belonging to the past, as a lost opportunity. They are a living picture of discouragement. Their minds are in darkness, and their hearts are numbed. Christ himself, whom they did not at first recognize, but whose company and conversation they accept, interprets these events for them in the light of the Scriptures. Patiently he restores in them their faith and their hope, and the two of them recover also their joy and their love. Did not our hearts burn within us, they say later, while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the Scriptures? It is possible that we too may sometimes meet with discouragement and lack of hope because of defects that we cannot manage to root out, or of difficulties in the apostolate or in our work that seem to be insurmountable. On these occasions, provided we allow ourselves to be helped, Jesus will not allow us to be parted from him. Perhaps it will be in spiritual direction, once we open our souls in all sincerity, that we will come to see our Lord again. And with him there will always come joy and the desire to begin again as soon as possible. And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. But it is essential that we allow ourselves to be helped, and that we be ready to be docile to the advice that we receive. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 20 minutes before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On Wednesday, in the octave of Easter, April 7th, 2021, I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Time to pray. We join the whole church, led by our friends at divineoffice.org, in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting, my body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life, my lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life, in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you, on you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice, my soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Father, Creator of unfailing light, give that same light to those who call to you. May our lips praise you, our lives proclaim your goodness, our work give you honor, and our voices celebrate you forever.
The splendor of Christ, risen from the dead, has shone on the people redeemed by his blood. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priest of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Our Redeemer has risen from the tomb. Let us sing a hymn of praise to the Lord our God. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory. Shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor is for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let Israel rejoice in you, Lord, and acknowledge you as Creator and Redeemer. We put our trust in your faithfulness and proclaim the wonderful truths of salvation. May your loving kindness embrace us now and forever.
Alleluia! The Lord is risen as he promised. Alleluia!
A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. If we have died with Christ, we believe that we are also to live with him. We know that Christ, once raised from the dead, will never die again. Death has no power over him. His death was death to sin, once for all. His life is life for God. In the same way, you must consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia.
Beginning with Moses and the prophets, Jesus interpreted for them all that had been written of him in the scriptures. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Beginning with Moses and the prophets, Jesus interpreted for them all that had been written of him in the scriptures. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Christ was given up for our sins and rose again to make us righteous. Let us cry out to him, saying,
Save us, Lord, by your victory.
Christ our Savior, in conquering death, you brought us joy. In rising again, you raised us up and filled us with the abundance of your gifts.
Stir up our hearts and sanctify this day through the gift of your Holy Spirit.
Save us, Lord, by your victory.
You are glorified by the angels in heaven and adored by mankind on earth. As we celebrate your resurrection,
accept our worship in spirit and in truth.
Save us, Lord, by your victory.
Lord Jesus, save us. Show us your great mercy to your people as we look forward to our own resurrection.
Have mercy on us and protect us today from every evil.
Save us, Lord, by your victory.
King of glory, source of our life, grant that when you come again,
we may be one with you in glory.
Save us, Lord, by your victory.
Lord, add to your victory these our prayers. We pray to the Lord.
Save us, Lord, by your victory. With the longing for the coming of God's kingdom, Let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who gladden us year by year with the solemnity of the Lord's resurrection, graciously grant that by celebrating these present festivities, we may merit through them to reach eternal joys. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is up next. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the app. You go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.